Hey, hello and welcome to It Doesn't Work That Way with me, Kalisha Zachary.
And me, Kashelle Zachary.
Hey, friend. Hey. It's the holidays.
It's the holidays. We're heading towards the end of the year.
We made it.
We are almost there.
We're almost there.
Yeah. And so I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I feel tremendously blessed.
Yeah.
There's so many things that I could just... Oh, I don't want to start crying on this episode of It Doesn't Work That Way. A lot has happened this year. Oh, good, though. But I got to say this, Kalisha. I'm sorry. I got to say this.
No, go for it, friend.
I need everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice to really be super reflective and understand that every single thing that transpired in 2025 is working for your greatest good. Even when it felt like it wasn't, even when you was like, wait, not this, not now, what's happening? All of it is working for your greatest good. Not just good. I put great in front of good. Your greatest good. And I'm encouraging anyone that's listening to this episode, the tears was not for nothing. Mm-mm. The disappointment wasn't for anything. It was a complete setup.
The sickness you survived.
Okay.
Okay, the shortage of funds that you went through.
All right.
All of it. Like, you had my hands is in the air because I want to do that where I'm just, I'm giving total thanks, okay? Where I can say thank you.
Yes.
Because there is a spirit of gratitude that I have that I don't know if I didn't foresee this type of gratitude earlier in the first quarter.
I agree.
You know.
I agree. And then I also think it's important to be mindful that I believe this. Now, I know a lot of people ain't on the tip that I'm on, but the tip that I'm on is I believe that there are certain things that are working around me that I'm just completely unaware of. And when you sit and wonder like, oh, why hasn't this done what I was expecting for it to do? You have to remember that there are bigger parties at play.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that I am grounded in the fact that I know that when I'm not there, like there's conversations that are being had about you.
Yeah.
That God knows what they're saying.
He was there. He got them. Hello?
So he's saying, I'm not even going to let you go any further with this because I know how they really feel about you. And I'm not going to let this pop off because I know what they're saying about you. And I'm not going to let this go because their heart isn't really in it. And when you really recognize that, oh, my gosh, I'm being protected from what I actually can't see and actually can't hear. Right. I'm only privy to so much.
Because you're working so hard on said goal, wherever it may be.
Correct.
You want to start a new business. You want to buy a house. You want to, you know, you could think you want something like, I want this so bad. And those that have goals... Those who don't know what their goals are yet, those that are in the midst of the ebb
and flow.
Yeah, they're on that down trajectory.
Yes.
It don't stay there forever.
Correct.
And so when you're in a real world, not a digital one.
Okay.
Okay. When you're in the real world, you have to stop and be thankful for the no's sometimes.
Oh, the no's.
Or the closed doors.
The closed doors.
Or the like, what is happening? Like, you have to be thankful for it. And it doesn't feel good in the moment. This is just for clarity for the audience, this is a level of maturity you have to get to.
I would agree. And I just bring all that gratitude to the table.
Find a way.
Come on.
To be like, I have to be thankful. No matter what, no matter what, that was my fight for the last couple months. It's just saying, I got to be thankful. Because when stuff doesn't go the way you think it should, key word is think. And then you be like, well, dang, now I see.
Thank you for listening. It Doesn't Work That Way podcast is sponsored by Frame of Reference. The series explores the vulnerable and often hectic lives of a close group knit of friends and provides a truthful evaluation of how fear and past misfortunes can define our present point of view. You can stream season one of Frame of Reference on the Roku channel, Tubi TV, or Prime Video.
All right, friend, let's get into it.
I'm ready.
So, Kashelle.
Yes.
Oh, this episode.
Come on with it.
It's been on my mind because if if you've ever looked at somebody who seems to be 47 steps ahead of you, and they could be in the same industry or not, it doesn't matter, whatever. Mm-hmm. High school reunion, you go in there and be like, well, dang, like, what's going on? Why do I feel so behind? And I felt that. I'd be like, wait a minute. You know, I don't have no kids. I got friends with grandkids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Yes. And mm-hmm. I'm like, why do I feel so behind? It may not just be in business, but it could be personally. You're like, wait, I'm not married.
Professional.
I'm not married yet. Like, what's going on? Some people I know, they on their third marriage. You're like, what? So, you know, but in the business realm, if you're thinking like, dang, I'm behind, this episode is for you.
Hmm.
Okay. I want to be very specific about the world where we are comparing ourselves to stuff that we have no idea about. So stay with me, y'all.
I'm not left.
Fraud, Shortcuts, and the Hollywood Hustle, because me and Kashelle are in the film industry.
Yes.
And you got this Scheme to Success pipeline.
Say it again.
Scheme to Success pipeline.
Wow.
That you later find out about hindsight. Like, in the midst of it, you're like, dang, they killing it. They getting this. You could be with people and be like, I know they didn't close another deal. What in the world is going on? Creatively, you could be like, I know they not doping it because Shell Zachary.
I know you right.
Like, what's happening? Yes. Why are we behind?
Is it that, should we even be concerned with that?
Yeah, because let me just say this, because okay. let's kick this off.
Can I just say this? Let me land this.
Mm-hmm.
Or why is it just human nature that we not to compare our journeys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not to, you know, be so fixated on someone else's trajectory that we can't pay attention to our own. Is it, would you say that it's human nature, or maybe we're just too involved in other things that just have nothing to do with us?
Why
we get that internal clock that says, am I behind?
I can tell you why.
Okay.
Okay. When it comes to, and I'm going to just talk about business realm, not maternal realm, not,
okay,
you know, marriage realm.
Okay.
That's a whole nother episode.
I agree.
But when it comes to business, Before I was born in the 80s, so I grew up before I didn't have a cell phone. Like, we had pagers. I remember my daddy getting me this purple pager. We had pagers. Why? I don't know.
It had a pager and had to pull over and stop at the gas station.
Come on.
Get out the car, get a quarter.
A quarter.
Put it in the payphone.
Payphone.
Dial the number. We did not have that luxury.
We had pagers, and it was notoriously known in some communities, like physicians, hey, I got to call Dr. Brian. He need to come and do heart surgery.
Correct.
And then in some communities, it was for, I got to call JoJo because he about to bring me a nickel bag.
Okay.
So, but for some reason, our middle ground, we had pagers. So that was the most technology that we had at the time.
I would agree.
Outside of analog TV.
All right.
Right. But now you live in the day where everything is digital and visual.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads me to my question. Visual aesthetic of success is essential for establishing a thriving and sustainable business.
A visual aesthetic of success.
There is my page on all platforms, Blue Sky, X,
Threads.
TikTok, Threads. I'm tired already.
Okay.
Instagram and our old granny Facebook. It's there. You know, is we're on there, and we have taken 97 hours to curate two posts that we put out there, and it looked dope.
Yeah.
So sometimes I see it and I'd be like, dang, oh my God.
The visual aesthetic of success.
Mm-hmm.
Is essential for establishing a thriving or sustainable business?
That's the question.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
Now when we're talking about true success.
Yeah.
You can't. True success is going to require a lot of sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. No one wants.
It's going to be a lot of tears. It's going to be a lot of late nights.
Listen,
it's going to be a lot of decision making. It's going to be a lot of evaluating. you know, is this the right thing for the vision? It's going to be a lot of integrity building. It's going to be a lot of character testing. It's going to be a lot. Yeah. Go on and answer.
Let me call the Lord. Hello?
What'd he say?
Jesus. Come and get her wheel. Cashel. Nobody wants to see that. Mm-mm. And I'm telling the folks mentally, like for your mental health.
I hear you.
Do not compare your journey to an Instagram reel.
So you're not behind.
Oh, my God.
You just not cheating.
That's it. Because if you want, okay, I'm going to tell y'all how the setup goes. I watch a ton of documentaries. It is the profession that I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'm making documentaries. I want to see how the best are doing it. I want to see how the worst are doing it, so I don't do that. I want to consume it. I want to know it. I'm in the throes of it. I have so many memberships. It's not even funny, like, for subscriptions. But I came across this one called Hollywood Hustle on Prime Video. Shout out to that. You can watch that after you watch Frame of Reference. Shameless plug.
It's all good.
So this guy hustled investors out of $650 million. And you would see him on Instagram in the documentary. You seen him on Instagram and he was at the Golden Globes, but he wasn't at the Golden Globes. Do you understand what I mean? Like, he just got there late maybe and they hadn't taken down the step and repeat or the thing he took. He got in a suit, he dressed up, and he used that as a front for his legitimization of his investment firm. You have to watch it to get into the details. But for someone like me and Cashel, who our business is in film, I literally was like, oh, wait, we're not behind.
We just not cheating.
We just not cheating.
Facts.
Yeah. And if you build your self-worth or your confidence on where you see someone at on a curated boxes on their page without even knowing what's really going on, you're in trouble because you can become, what's the word for it, Cashel? Deflated. You know, your dream and your vision could be deflated. And it's a real thing. Getting a film financed outside of the Hollywood system legitimately
is hard as
legitimately
is the most challenging,
with no compromise,
difficult, painstaking, repetitive.
And then to be and then I'm gonna say this,
getting in front of people over
and then
over
to
again.
Be then to be a black woman, because I know this ain't popular, but it's true, and confident in yourself, you're going to get it multiple ways. So not only do we not fit what they call the Hollywood mold, because I call it out every single time, but we know what we're doing and we know we don't. So when you walk in there and you're like, wait, you don't fit the mold. So that's who is this? Who do you think you are? And then it's like, oh, you have this idea and they know it's dope, but it's like, so you think, like, how did he, and wait till you see some of his work, his films. You're like, how the hell did this get made?
Say the name of the documentary again.
It's called Hollywood Hustle.
Where can
Glitz, it be? Glitz, Glam, Scam on Prime Video. Shout out to them. They did a good job on the documentary. They set it up beautifully. They told the story. It didn't feel like they was trying to spin it one way or another. But go ahead.
The Glitz. Why is the glitz so polarizing to the point that we almost forget common sense? What is it about the glitz?
It's like being charismatic. I can tell you right now, in the United States of America, you can have a charismatic leader that will give you policies that will make your life a living hell. But guess what? They charismatic. So we're drawn to that. Oh, they're.
So are you saying that we're drawn to being scammed?
We're drawn to vanity. Okay. And the vanity could, behind that vanity could be somebody that is legitimately trying to do something good for the world. But at the same time, the wheat and the tare, right? It could be people that are legitimately like, I'm going to scam you out of every damn dollar you got. Or I'm going to make you think I'm associated with this person. You will never catch me doing that. I don't want a picture. If I don't know you and you ain't in my phone where I could pick up the phone and call you and you know who I am, we good. I can be a fan of yours. I could be like, hey, I love your music. I think you're awesome. But I'm not going to do that by association so I could put it out there where people think whatever they'll let their mind think.
What is it about the glam of it all? Why are we so drawn to the glam?
Vanity, Kashelle.
So it's the same thing. Would you say that as humans, we are just receptive to being scammed? Is it the shortcut culture?
Snake oil salesman. It's the shortcut culture. It's the not wanting to ask the right follow-up questions. Let me tell you something. With Kashelle, she going to ask the right questions. If you are ever doing anything with Kashelle and you are not patient, you might as well get up from the table. Because it's going to be like, can we slow down? Let's slow down. She'll be like, can we slow down? Let's slow it down. So I think, like, when you never ask the right question, like, how did this influencer get 90 million followers?
Or
are they bottom?
How are these corporate executives, like, who's, like, when you got the top of the cream of the crop mm-hmm. sitting at the tables, mm-hmm. and you're like, y'all are Harvard graduates and, mm-hmm. you know, Yale graduates.
Allegedly.
And y'all got these corporate executive falsifying numbers. Like, nobody saw, like.
Can I tell a quick story? I know I want to make sure we in on time, but we were pitching an investor. And they were asking us about our numbers, our show, how we're doing. And we legitimately, I'm like, this is what we're doing. This is where we at today. And this is the projections we can get to X by this time frame based off of this number. In other words, facts on facts on facts on facts, not this made up cloud, like it's whatever. And I begin to chuckle in the meeting because I ended up saying out loud, like, we ain't in the business of falsifying numbers. Now, why don't I want to falsify numbers? Mm-hmm. I look good in red.
But not orange.
Baby. Kalisha ain't, no ma'am, I'm not doing jail. So you got entrepreneurs, you know, raising money on fraudulent valuation. Thank you for listening. It Doesn't Work That Way podcast is sponsored by The Watts Announcer. The Watts Announcer is a media brand that covers the amazing emerging talents in the entertainment industry, including movies, TV, and more. The inaugural episode features the cast of Frame of Reference. Hosted by Amanda Gaddison, the exclusive interview will be available only on the Watts Prod YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe for notifications. Real estate scams, people over here flossing this wealth. Like, you're like, how are they doing that? And they're over there quick claim deeding the house out of your grandma's name.
So,
No.
Why doing it the right way feels slow? Let's just get real.
Because it is slow.
Yeah, because it takes real paperwork. Oh. It takes real audits, real timelines, real budgets. So can we say that most scams are rooted in impatience?
Yeah, they're rooted in impatience. They're uh-huh. rooted in no real plan. They're rooted in someone selling them a pipe dream.
Okay.
And making it seem like, you know what, I'm going to get you a billion streams tomorrow.
So let's just put this out there. Mm-hmm. Doing the right thing and doing it the right way is always going to feel slow because it is slow.
It's slow.
It's supposed to be stable. It's supposed to be legal. It's supposed to be repeatable, and it's not supposed to be with you ending up in prison.
Listen, y'all, we are in a day and age of experimentation.
Facts.
Like, right now, we're not in the Renaissance age. Shout out to Beyonce.
So let's be clear about this, because you're taking me somewhere, and we only got a few minutes.
We can roll this home 5 minutes. We are in the age of experimentation.
And the age of experimentation simply means to our listeners that we haven't built enough time to evaluate the consequences.
Enough data. We don't have enough data.
We don't have enough time. And so we got this experimentation. Oh, I want to go there, but I'm not going to go there because y'all not going to boycott this show.
If you have to.
I don't want to. You know, we haven't had enough studies and enough data, to really see what the outcomes are going to be with a lot of stuff we see that y'all experiment with.
Or to that point, and we're also living in a time of you are so charismatic that we ignore the data that we do have.
All right.
So we know for a fact certain things don't work in the United States of America. We are in a day and age where we know certain things don't work. And if we're ignoring that because somebody is charismatic, now you read into that what you will, because we're not a political show. But there are certain things where we do have data where we know it doesn't work. There's some things that we do not have data. And now we're getting in this space where we're like, no one's asking, have you thought about the downstream impact it is going to be on you if you do this? Are you prepared to live with the consequences? So before you commit that fraud, because you like, I want to make it, and this is going too slow, you missing out on the real journey of the nuggets of life is everything you're going to learn going through that slow road.
I agree. So let's just go ahead and reframe success. On this episode, we're going to reframe what true success looks like. You are not behind.
You're not, friend.
Normalize the long game.
You know, building a business
takes time.
Slow. You know, it is.
Growing a creative career, it's going to take time.
Raising capital.
It's going to take time,
baby.
Wait,
let's pause there. Just going to take
time.
Raising capital.
Is going to take time.
Raising capital.
Is going to take time.
Raising capital.
It's going to take time.
And if you got a deck and somebody is like, change it to this, do this, do that, before you start making changes, make sure you validate whatever success they may have had and realize that their success may not be your success. And sometimes, no, not sometimes, all the times when you're trying to get real capital, those are built off relationships, and you don't build relationships overnight.
So, amen. Establishing credibility.
Take your time.
It takes time.
Mean what you say.
You are not behind. You are operating on a real time, not scam time. Mm-hmm. And I think scam time is deeply rooted in impatience.
And listen, y'all, you might feel invisible because you're building your business correctly. Sometimes that was me 18 years ago. I would get into the numbers. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with the numbers where they at right now because everybody on there is authentic. It ain't about bot, period. And shout out to the companies now that are actually putting your location where you're at on your profile. I think X just introduced something like that because that kind of give you some more context until what is actually happening on there. But I think that is important that it is, you know, building it with longevity and legacy takes time.
Nobody does it better than the Watts Podcast Network.
Just that simple.
Just that simple.
So let me get the keys.
Break them keys down, friend.
Key points.
Friend, break it down.
Don't compare your journey to someone else's timeline.
Please don't.
Or headline, or we just don't know. Focus on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Cheaters look fast because they skip parts that matter.
Don't skip.
We got to go we got to stop at all the stop signs. Mm-hmm. Please, y'all. Legit progress just takes longer, but it lasts longer.
And it feels good.
And it lasts longer, y'all. It lasts longer. You are not behind. You are just building it right.
Say it again.
You are not behind. You are just building
it
right.
Say it again.
And I'm saying this for the third time. You're not behind. You're just building it right.
Now, listen, y'all. This is what I really want to take y'all home with.
Okay.
And trust me, don't be afraid of the process. Wrap it around you, snuggle with it, but your win is coming. And when it comes, I guarantee you it's going to be right. It's going to be sustainable.
Come on.
And guess what? It's going to be yours.
Guess
as long
what?
As you got your paperwork right at the top.
God bless the child.
That's got his own. Girl.
That got his own.
Take your time. Do not be a fraud. Do not be a fraud. Do not be a fraud. It's okay. Do not get bamboozled.
And
don't
on
get
that
hoodwinked.
Note.
He said, Plymouth Rock to Atlanta. Shout out to Malcolm X. Shout out to Spike Lee.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. So
and
listen,
on that note.
On that note. Because y'all trying to wrap me out because she want to be on.
Time.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to it doesn't work that way, because scamming really don't work that way. It ain't gonna last. I promise y'all. But thank y'all for being a part of our community. And you know what, y'all? We would be grateful if you could give us a 5-star rating and share your thoughts on Apple Podcasts.
I like the tone that you just took.
You see that switch?
I did.
Hello. Your support truly assists us in connecting with a wider audience. It does. It really does.
It does.
To leave ratings and reviews, simply scroll to the bottom of the show page and click on write a review.
I like
Subscribe. Since you're here, hit the subscribe, follow, favorite button, join our community. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section.
Come on.
Visit our website for information on me and Cashel and our beautiful podcast network. That's www.watchproductions.com. That's how old I am. Watchproductions.com/podcast.
Come on.
And share this episode with your friends who might be listening and y'all had that conversation at brunch about frauds that y'all know they frauds. Don't feel behind. You right on time. Take your time building greatness.
And on that note,
we'll see you next time. Bye.